Jerry Bader Show, 1036. So we're talking about road projects in the last segment. President Obama to propose a highway repair program. Plan includes closing unfair tax loopholes to help pay for projects. President Barack Obama will propose later today a four-year, $300 billion program to support rebuilding and repairing the U.S. roads and bridges when he travels to a historic railroad station in St. Paul, Minnesota, the White House said. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Obama's plan includes dedicating $150 billion in revenue to the program generated by a proposed overhaul of taxes on businesses, which would close what the White House said are unfair loopholes while lowering tax rates. The White House didn't give further details on what tax loopholes it would close. The White House said Mr. Obama will also launch a $600 million competition to get people working on transportation infrastructure projects. President's speech is scheduled for shortly after 2 o'clock our time. It's unclear if any of Mr. Obama's proposals will gain support in Congress. He has previously proposed boosting infrastructure spending, but lawmakers have rebuffed his efforts. Here's the big problem. Remember Shovel Ready? Remember that? How many infrastructure projects were there in that nearly $1 trillion of stimulus? Virtually none. And I know Republicans are seen as the big bad person because they keep pointing this out, but it's true. We peed away the stimulus. It didn't do anything for the economy. It just fulfilled pretty much every liberal wish list item that you can think of. Now, just consider, I don't believe in artificially stimulating the economy, but if we really had, what if we had done $1 trillion worth of roads and bridges? How would that have compared to what we did do? The problem is it's short-lived, but it would have provided more than a boost. The stimulus did nothing. Paying teachers more, doing other stupid pet projects, that didn't accomplish a damn thing. Nothing. So Republicans are saying, yeah, you know, we actually don't trust you with that kind of money. We actually don't. Further, and I don't have the piece in front of me, but I read a piece that suggested the real problem with some of these infrastructure projects are the environmentalists, that there are things that are funded that can't get built because the environmentalists are actually blocking it. I think that's highly believable, but I will withhold my criticism until we actually hear his plan. Oh, yeah, then you're going to criticize him. You already know. No, I'm going to withhold comment. By the way, a couple of other thoughts here. Jason, you're going to appreciate this because it hits you personally. I have a liberal sibling who emails the show often. He said, I get a free pass today. I'll have no criticism, no one contradicting me because he can't listen to the show today. Does he really think he's the only liberal who listens and emails? I am in email debates almost constantly with liberals, and I only go for a certain amount of time because it's like playing chess through the mail for me. It's like, look, come on the show, and in fact, I'm going to do it less and less and less. You want to debate, come on the show. You know, two reasons they don't. One, they know they'll look stupid, and two, they don't like to admit that they are out there. The only time that they broke that rule was during Act 10, where they were just so over the top. And then they lied and said they were conservatives. That's the other thing. See, liberals don't even know what they sound like. That they think they can lie and say they're a conservative. When has a conservative ever lied and said they're liberal to argue or debate? Never happens. Even they are ashamed of who they are. They are. They're ashamed of themselves, or they would come on and debate. Jason's like, well, if you're trying to egg them, this isn't going to work. Oh, I know. That's what makes it even more fun. You can't taunt them. They don't realize they're ashamed of who they are. By the way, I shouldn't paint with such a broad brush. There's the occasional thoughtful. We have a very thoughtful liberal who emails every now and again. And he and I have never met, never talked on the phone, but have kind of struck up an email friendship because he's very thoughtful, very reasonable. And he's not all that liberal on certain issues. Speaking of reasonable liberals than there are unreasonable liberals. We had a feature that we started during Act 10, the Unhinged Badger Report. Oh, it's been a long time. Jason, fire away.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time.
This actually is not an Unhinged Badger report. This is an Unhinged Huffington Post report. They rehash a story that has been rehashed and reported and re-reported and re-reported in Wisconsin about Scott Walker a bazillion times, that he was caught breaking campaign rules while running for college president at Marquette in 1988. Are you kidding me? Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, this has been, we took it up. And there was actually an element where Democrats were lying about it, and they took it down from their website here in Wisconsin. I will tell you what this reaction, they are terrified of Scott Walker. Because if he survives this, and he will, if he survives this, and he say he beats Mary Burke by 10 points. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I think it could. But let's say that does happen. He now is in prime position for 2016. But yes, Scott Walker caught breaking campaign rules while running for college president in 1988. This story is ancient, but it appears at the Huffington Post. Really, they have to dig back that far. Christian Schneider, writing of the National Review Online. The Unhinged Walker Attacks. The left has launched a series of bogus charges against the Wisconsin governor. By the way, this Unhinged Walker attack becomes very close to Unhinged Badger. Has Christian Schneider, and by the way, he's a Wisconsin-based writer, is that an intellectual property infringement? I'm kidding. When I do that, it's amazing how many people take me seriously. So now I have to say I'm kidding when I do that. Last week, over 27,000 pages, writes Christian Schneider, 27,000 pages of private emails from one of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's convicted ex-staffers were released. As soon as the doc dump hit the web, Democrats began climbing over themselves to prove the emails showed that during his time as Milwaukee County Exec in 2010, Walker was part of a grand criminal conspiracy, despite the fact that prosecutors had the emails for nearly 3 years. And found Walker had engaged in no criminal wrongdoing. That hasn't kept the gumshoes on the left from digging deep into the emails to embarrass Walker with bogus, often puzzling accusations. With the law enforcement acumen of Boss Hogg, Democrats continue to try to corner Walker while he simply hops in the General Lee and escapes unharmed. I love that metaphor, by the way. I just do. Interestingly, Walker's primary opponent at the moment seems to be the clunkily named American Bridge 21st Century, a group funded by liberal billionaire George Soros, and we've talked about this. The group, which has launched a website trying to tie Walker to criminal activity, is poring over the John Doe investigation emails in an attempt to derail Walker. At the same time, Walker's actual opponent, Mary Burke, is currently asking her online supporters to sign a petition to keep the Koch brothers out of Wisconsin. But apparently that sweet, sweet Soros money is just what the state needs. I talked about it. You want to talk about the rank hypocrisy. Mary Burke has a petition right now. Keep Koch money. Keep billionaire money out of Wisconsin. How about billionaire liberal money? Republicans need to bludgeon her much, much harder with this. Oh, really? Keep Koch money out, but not George Soros money. To date, the most damning tidbit the legitimate media have found was that at one point Walker emailed his county staff and asked them to promote one of his positions in the comments section of an online article. But while the whole criminal investigation centered on county employees campaigning on the job, a politician asking his staff to make him look good is the ultimate in dog bites man stories. This hasn't kept the more fringe elements from throwing accusations into the Walker criminal bouillabaisse, hoping in totality they add up to a usable charge. Over the weekend, the Progressive magazine evidently uncovered the fact that Walker staffers were up to nefarious voter caging plot, which they deemed an illegal voting purge scheme, but admitted later they had it wrong. And they did later apologize. Perhaps the crown jewel of Walker attacks occurred on Monday when Amanda Turkle of the Huffington Post tried to argue that Walker has a history of breaking campaign rules because he, wait for it, violated a rule running for Marquette University student body president in 1988 when he was 20 years old. According to Turkle, Walker and the people he surrounds himself with have always been zealous campaigners, which is apparently somehow relevant to the current John Doe scandal. After quoting American Bridge President Brad Woodhouse, Turkle offers up this nugget from a student newspaper in February 1988, and it mentions that he was found guilty of illegal campaigning and a grievance. Yet this scoop is completely out of context and old news in Wisconsin. Just 3 months ago, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he points out, Schneider does, he writes a column, investigated charges made by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin that Walker had been kicked out of school elections and eventually forced out of school altogether. The paper found that claim was completely bogus. And later, the DPW, Democratic Party, had to retract their accusation. They're making themselves look like fools. Now, on the other side of this, there's a column out yesterday, that Scott Walker is going to be all the stronger for this. I agree, and I want to share their case in 3 minutes. It's 10:48.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.